back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everybody to go to Devil Radio website, download our app, go on the Apple and Google store and download our app. Then you can carry Devil Radio with you 24/7. Listen to your favorite shows whenever you want. Really great reception. And while you're at it, click on the link on the website that says Support Devil Radio. Many of our listeners called in and wanted that. You know that there are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state talking the big lie, talking Trump, talking that somehow there's something wrong with our election and our democracy. Devil Radio, and you're listening to it right now, is most hard-hitting opposition to that and one of the few in the state. Okay, there's an interesting issue developing among some of our allies in Europe, and it's potentially dangerous, and I have a solution. The United Kingdom, UK, you know, when it voted on Brexit, first of all, it never should have gone into Brexit. They should be part of the EU like they always were. One of the leaders in the EU, along with Germany and France, strong ally of the United States. But what happened was Cameron, the prime minister at the time, thought, well, what we're going to do is, there's some people in my party, that's the Conservative Party, who want Brexit. They want to break away from Europe. So I'll humor them and hold a referendum. And of course, it won't pass. And then everything will be hunky-dory. Well, he didn't have to hold a referendum. British law and politics just said, well, we're not leaving Europe. But he did it, the idiot. He did it. And the referendum went the other way and said they should leave Europe. And the Russians hacked into it, just like they hacked into our 2016 election. And they put out disinformation on Facebook, just like they did in the Hillary Clinton election. One of the things they said that if the UK stays in Europe, they would lose their free public health care, the national health system. That was false. In fact, the European countries have as good or better health care than the British do. But enough people fell for it. Right now, the UK is made up of England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland. Ireland is split as 32 counties, and six of them were carved out in the 1920s to be part of Merry Old England, Great Britain. Southern Ireland, the Republic of Ireland, is still in the EU and strongly opposed Brexit, although they didn't vote on it because they couldn't. But Northern Ireland in the UK voted against Brexit. Scotland voted against Brexit. Wales was split, and England voted for it enough to pass it, but the City of London voted against it. Nobody wants it over there, really, and they're stuck with it. And one of the problems was, where do you set the customs border? Because now Britain has seemed like just a foreign country, not part of Europe, so they have certain restrictions on trade and all that kind of stuff. Well, if you set it where it had been in the past, it would go through Ireland. Six counties of Northern Ireland would be part of the UK, and then you would have to check all goods going in and out of the two Irelands. Well, the two Irelands have much more in common than either one of them has to England. And, you know, there were terrible divisions in Ireland up to the 1990s, up until Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton and Blair, Tony Blair of England, they were great, the two of them. And they fostered peace. And then, of course, when everybody was in the EU, basically the countries in the EU are in a loose confederation. And the UK is a confederation of Ireland, Scotland, Wales, and England. And it worked great. Everybody was prosperous. Everybody was prosperous. Well, now the prime minister over there is saying, because he's feeling pressure in his party, the customs border was put in the Irish Sea, and it separated all of Ireland, even Northern Ireland. So they have a customs border with the six counties that they theoretically own. They don't like it. They want to move the border down into Ireland itself. The reason I raise all of this is that is going to stimulate antagonisms that are unnecessary. And it's a terrible waste, because in Ireland, and I've traveled in Northern and Southern Ireland, there are goods that'll travel 6 or 7 times between Northern and Southern Ireland. They'll be manufactured in one place, finished in another place, marketed in another place, polished in another place. And what, are you going to pay a tariff every time you do that? Give me a break. Give me a break. Here is the solution to Britain. They should get back in the EU. Hold another referendum. Keep the Ruskies at bay and say, look, nobody's losing their national health care. Nobody is losing their national health care. And this is in the interest of this country. And it's the interest in trade, because right now there's a fight with France. They don't want the French to fish in the English Channel. Well, the English Channel is between France and Britain, and all of the Europeans fished in it, or they'd fish in the various waters around there. These are unnecessary conflicts. We are facing a threat in China. We're collectively facing a threat with the Russians, with the North Koreans, with the Iranians, with a number of different Asian countries, jihadist cultures. This is not the time for Europe to split apart. And it sort of split apart with that Brexit vote, a stupid Brexit vote, really stupid Brexit vote that didn't have to be done. So do it again. Do it again, and then you'll have no customs borders in Ireland or between England and Ireland or in the English Channel, and you're not going to arrest a Swedish or a French fisherman with 2 crew members for grabbing some fish in waters that Britain says is theirs. Come on. Come on, guys. We're all in this together. Europe should be unified. Europe and the United States are unified in purpose, and keep an eye on that. I hope that there's more pressure over there to redo that Brexit vote, because it has the potential of being disastrous if they don't get this right. Potential for being disastrous. In New York, a favorable poll, I think it's good for the Democratic Party, Kathy Hochul, she's the lieutenant governor who took over as governor when Andy Cuomo was eased out. He's made to quit. All that, you know, scandal and all that business. They just did a poll against her 2 likely opponents. Kathy Hochul gets 44%. Letitia James, and this is in the primary now, Letitia James, Attorney General, 28%. Jamal Williams, 15%. Actually, it's not Jamal, it's Jumaine, J-U-M-A-A-N-E, Williams, Jumaine Williams, 15%. He's what's called the public intervener, sort of the ombudsman, But Kathy Hochul is terrific. And Letitia James, a great attorney general. I like what she did with the NRA. I like what she's done with Trump and all that. But she's an attorney general, not a governor. And good for Kathy Hochul. That is going to really resonate. She'll be a national leader in the party. We need somebody, a breath of fresh air. Then they put in Andy Cuomo as a potential opponent. And she still beats him. Hochul, 36%. Letitia James, 24%. Cuomo, 19%. She's looking good. She has a 55% favorability rating. And then among Democrats, 70%. So a good potential leader in New York. Glad to see it. We're going to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jean?
Well, good morning. Well, I'm calling. I think we've really made the national news lately with the Gableman issue. I thought it was really great when I saw it on Maddow, and I think it was on CNN too. It's hitting the news now what's going on in our state. So right. I hope the idiot boss pays attention, because we're getting sick of seeing our state, you know. But then again, I'm glad they're showing it for what it is.
Right. Well, Gableman, you know, that whole Gableman thing is a fraud. He back in November said it was a dishonest election. And now he's hired a guy, Andrew Kloster, who's a Trump lawyer, who said that we need the Proud Boys in here to rough a few people up, and then we will get good DAs that we've captured to let them off. Hey, this is very, very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. And it's a fraud, absolute fraud. Gene, I'm really glad you called in with that issue. I appreciate it. Going back to the lines, Martina of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Martina?
Hey, good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Another day above ground. Thank God it's a good one. And my concern is, why did the liars get away with it? Why do they treat the equivalence, why do they state there's an equivalence between lies and truth? In fact, I'm puzzled, you know, that I have to listen to devil radio to get the truth. It seems right. That the Christians are all sewn up by the Republicans. I mean, they've got Jesus under control, so we got to go to the Father of Lies to hear the truth. I'm scratching right. My head, huh?
Yeah, well, no, you know, you're hitting a major point. You know, the thing, they got rid of the equal time doctrine, the FCC did back in the 1980s. And so people can say whatever they want, unfortunately, and not let us in. And so what you end up having is everybody lies. There are all these right-wing stations. There's only this station. Thank you for calling in, Martina. And Wisco Box Bob of Oconomowoc, we have a little time before the break. Thank you for calling in, sir. What's on your mind today?
Matt. I'm very concerned about the treatment that this Rittenhouse guy is getting. It's really upsetting to me. I think he's getting kid gloves treatment. And just imagine if somebody from the south side of Chicago brought their kid with an AR and went after some Tea Party protesters. I think the things would be different, don't you?
Right. Yeah, I do. And if he shot two of them, absolutely. What do you think would happen? Or if he came from the inner city of Milwaukee, the same thing.
Absolutely.
The Wisco Box Bob, what a great name, is saying is this guy has been mollycoddled. They wouldn't even tell the DA what his location was when he was out on parole. Are you kidding me? And he's sitting there all smug. And this is a guy, they're now arguing about whether you can call the protesters rioters, the ones he killed. And all this kind of stuff. He is being treated with kid gloves. I think it's disgusting. And we are going to bring that up more in the show, and we're going to monitor as it gets closer to trial. He shot two people. He shot three people. He killed two of them, just gunned them down with an AR-15 type of gun. Listen, we got to go to a break, Bob. Thank you for calling. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.